Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another episode of Cousins for Christ, where we're three cousins who like to get together and talk about Christ. We're going to be delving into another one of our Christianity 101, where we're trying to answer your questions in 10 minutes or less, if possible. Today, we're going to be talking about Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, specifically regarding the cold and the hot reference. Let me read that now. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. So the kind of the discussion today, a lot of people will interpret this to mean the cold or hot. The hot being good, like you're all in, burning up with your faith in Christ, and cold being kind of like, you know, you just don't have any passion anymore for the gospel. We're going to look at it from another way. That very version that I just described is the way I looked at it for years, like being...
Same.
That Christ, he'd rather you either be on fire or not at all.
Easter read is don't straddle the fence between both worlds. You pick a side. No, is the way.
And I always referred, like, to say Paul back when, or Saul, rather, when he was persecuting Christians, he was being misdirected, but at least he was all in, you might say. He had the courage of his convictions.
Committed. Yeah.
He was committed, absolutely. So I always looked at that verse kind of mean like, you know, Christ would either you be one or the other, good or bad, but don't just the middle of the road stuff. But we're going to look at it a little different way. Jeremy, give us your view of it.
So how I read this is that when you go back and study ancient Israel in context, and how do you say that, Laodicea?
Laodicea.
They didn't have a water source. So to their north, they had a town. I may have this a little backwards, but to their north, they had a town that had hot springs.
Mm-hmm.
And hot springs were good for healing and cleansing of things. And then to the east of them, or maybe to the west, I can't recall, they had another one that had really cold springs there in the water. So they would pump in the water to Laodicea. And but by the time that cold water got there, and that cold water was a refreshing thing, it helped refresh you on a hot day. By the time it got to Laodicea, it was lukewarm and no use to anyone. It didn't refresh you if you drank it, and you couldn't clean or heal things, you know, heal things with it because it had no purpose.
Right.
And I think this is what, if back in the day, they would have knew exactly what this meant, especially those at that church who the letter was written to. They would have understood it completely because of that fact, because they'd be hot water heals and it's good for cleaning.
Just relaxing muscles and tension. And
cold water is good on a hot day for refreshing your body.
Yeah. Ice cold.
And everything that you read, and like I said, I thought the same thing that Jeff did, that it meant, and in the thing I'm looking at here that I've looked up, it said, you know, hot refers to having passion and committed faith, while cold means rejecting faith altogether.
Yeah.
I don't, the more you study it, and Jeremy's brought this up, is, you know, you need to be two kinds of people to when you meet other people, other Christians or thing. Like, you said it really well a second ago.
When you meet a Christian, are you going to be refreshing their faith? Are you going to be healing their faith?
Right.
That's a service to God right there, those things. As a lukewarm Christian, you're no service to him.
Yep.
You're not. We always talk about service here. We talk about it a lot. So that's the question is, like, are you serving by refreshing someone's faith or healing someone's faith who might need it?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No,
I was just going to say, and you look at, like, when you look at it in this context, this, to me, goes more in line with what the Bible teaches you, not that Jesus wants you to either be a Christian or don't be a Christian. Just pick a side.
Doesn't want that. Jesus wouldn't be happy for you to be as a, if cold meant Jesus would be happy you not to be a Christian at all or in.
Yeah.
He doesn't want that. He wants everybody to be Christian. He wants everybody to follow him. He doesn't want everybody to go to heaven. It's not going to work out that way. And they know that. That's what he wants. Plus, this right here is to the church. It's not to non-Christians. This letter was written to the church.
The big takeaway I'm getting is what you don't want to be is lukewarm.
No, that's the thing.
That's serving no purpose.
Now, let me ask this question. When you spew something out of your mouth, that's not good, is it?
No, it's kind of like you ever been real thirsty and get in your car after it's been a real sunny day, and you think, oh, I'm going to drink that bottle of water, and you get in there, it's lukewarm. What do? You roll down the window and you spit it out.
Well, what did you say about the coffee? You either...
Yeah, some people like iced coffee, find it refreshing. I myself like hot coffee, but I find usually coffee that's been sitting there for a while and it's gotten kind of room temperature, it's not really as appealing to me.
Does Starbucks offer a lukewarm coffee?
I don't know if they know.
I want it room temperature, please.
They might one day, not today.
Yeah, that's true.
But lukewarm anything, really, it's not good. And I think that's the whole point Jesus, or John in his letter, inspired by God, is telling these people that, you know, don't be lukewarm.
No.
And do we know lukewarm people in our congregations? Are there people out there who are not, you know, they're not one or the other? They're just kind of middle of the road. They do just enough to get by, maybe.
And maybe it's our job to either be the hot or cold to that lukewarm person, to either help them heal with the heat.
Could be.
Be their passion, or maybe they need their spirits refreshed. So.
Do you think it's possible, too, that every single one of us can have periods where we are lukewarm?
I was just about
to say
that.
And we need to, like, shake it up, you know, like, reconnect, become that, you know, that hot or that cold.
Yeah.
One or the other that we need to be. Yeah, I think so. And I think that's part of being on guard is it's easy to get lukewarm, isn't it?
It is.
And to me, I associate being lukewarm with complacency.
I was going to say kinda the very
just,
word.
You know, I'm not working anymore. You know, I'm not working hard.
You're just kind of going through the motions.
Yeah, going through the
motions.
Yeah. I used to have a football coach that would tell us, you're either getting better or you're getting worse.
Yeah.
You can never just the status quo. You can't stay at one position. And I believe that. Like, so think about our Christianity. We're either growing stronger or we're growing weaker. And what Christ does not want is us to be lukewarm. So, yeah, I agree with you guys. I think the hot and the cold reference is referring to, you know, both of those are good conditions.
You've swayed me, Jeremy. You've swayed me.
Yeah, well.
He brought this up to us one point. So.
I grew up in a time where we didn't have study Bible, or at least I didn't have one. But I've got a study Bible. I don't always put 100% stock in everything I read because I know those commentary notes are written by men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it did broach that and explain it the way Jeremy has. And then I heard another preacher use that very same reference.
I just feel like it goes more in context with the Bible when you look at it that way, this message. So
that's my thoughts on it.
Yeah, same.
Our thoughts.
Yeah. Our thoughts. You can speak for us.
I agree with both of you.
All this together, man. Well, shoot, man, another great talk.
Yeah. Love these 101s.
Yeah, they are a lot of fun.
Can I go ahead and prepare everybody?
Yeah, please do.
So, probably for the rest of the year, we're probably just going to be doing 101s because during the holiday seasons, and we know it's hard for
everybody
to listen
busy,
to. Everybody's busy.
Hustle and bustle.
It's hard to get in.
Wrapped
a good,
up in the narcissism and the
hey, don't worry, I love Christmas.
The greed of Christmas.
Yeah, I love Christmas.
It's hard to get in a good hour listen. But a 10-minute video, we think you could get it in, and hopefully you'll be able to listen to it, and hopefully you'll get something out of it as we are.
And let us know. We appreciate everybody that's giving us suggestions or questions and things to talk about. And,
yeah.
We always love the feedback and the ideas. So.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Where can they find us, our listeners, Jeremy?
Facebook, Cousins for Christ, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, YouTube. Guys, we love y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Yeah, we do appreciate everyone.
Share and like.
Would you guys join me as we close out in a word of prayer? Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us that we could gather together to read your scripture, to discuss your word. We thank you so much for that opportunity, Lord. We thank you for the blessings that you've given us to be able to do this. We pray, Lord, that we'll always be evaluating our faith and trying to strengthen our faith, that we can be the instruments that you would want us to be, that we would be on guard for complacency so that we do not become lukewarm, that we're constantly striving to become better Christians than we have in the past. Lord, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, all the blessings that we have through him. We thank you for all the material blessings, but most especially for those spiritual ones. Be with us, Lord, now as we close out the study. Go with us, Lord, and be with us, and always keep your hand over us. And we pray, O Lord, we always look to you for guidance. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.